The Frank Beckman Show, News Talk 760 WJR.
All right, second half of our program for this Tuesday, March 23rd. We'll get back to the phones momentarily at 800-859-0957. But first, I want to welcome back into the show a special guest who's been with us before from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, the Director of Environmental Policy there. His name is Jason Hayes, and Jason has written about the possibility of, the governor wants to shut down Line 5 completely, right? She doesn't want that construction by Enbridge to continue. She wants the old pipeline shut down. She wants to end it all because, it's an aging pipeline and it's going to leak and it's going to put oil throughout the Great Lakes and just despoil the natural setting of Michigan. And she's got all these horror stories, even though the pipeline has been there all these years and has never had a single incident of note. Oh yeah, there was the boater who went by, large boat, but he dropped anchor while going under the straits, the bridge, Mackinac Bridge, and his anchor hit a support of the pipeline that's currently existing. And it didn't do any damage, didn't cause any kind of leak whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing's ever happened in the 60-year history of the pipeline. And yet we're getting these dire warnings from the governor. It's about to happen. It's about to just blow up, and we're going to have oil throughout the Great Lakes. And she's joined in that by, her attorney general friend, Dana Nessel, the other authoritarian in power in Lansing right now. And the two of them are just intent on making sure that the pipeline project gets shut down. Problem is, Enbridge, the owner, has a deal not with the state of Michigan to do this, but with the United States government. And it's the U.S. which allows the companies like Enbridge to operate pipelines like this. It's all covered very, very well, as I said, by the Mackinac Center. Jason Hayes on the other end of our line. I'm sorry to take up so much of your time in talking about it, but I wanted to try to give people a general understanding, if they don't already know, which a lot of them do, Jason, about what we're seeing here and what we're facing, because you talk about catastrophes. You want a catastrophe, you're going to have one if you shut down the pipeline.
Exactly.
You're going to have an economic catastrophe.
Correct. Yeah, and thank you for welcoming me on. And yeah, you're exactly right. The economic impacts, the social impacts, all of those problems that will arise from just arbitrarily shutting down the pipeline, they will be as bad as the perceived impacts of a spill in the Great Lakes. And of course, nobody wants a spill, which is why they've done things like hydrostatic pressure testing in 2017 or 2018, the same pressure test that the pipe went through the day before it went into the water, it passed in 2017. So, the pipeline is still very safe, but despite that fact, Enbridge has agreed, and everybody pretty much involved agreed when they did an alternatives report a few years back, that the best way to both address the environmental concerns associated with the spill and to maintain that essential energy infrastructure was to build the tunnel. It won't cost the taxpayers a dime. Enbridge is going to pick up the bill for that and then give the deed back to the state. So, this is a win-win-win situation. If we would allow the tunnel to go forward, we'd be, so much better off. But instead, what we're doing is playing political games and just threatening to close down the pipeline.
Well, Jason, there's also the question, I think I'm right about this, about whether the state of Michigan even has the authority to tell Enbridge it has to end this deal and not send oil, because this is, it's argued, a federal issue, right?
That is Enbridge's contention. So they said that the Pipeline Hazardous Safety Materials Administration, which is part of Department of Transportation, has jurisdiction over this, not the state. And so Enbridge is arguing in court, federal court, that it should be up to the feds. And then the state of Michigan, through AG Nessel, is arguing that it's a state issue. And so they're both arguing over that, and everybody's waiting to see what the two courts will decide. So I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on TV, so I can't answer that question exactly.
I understand, but the bottom line is that, you know, Ohio and Louisiana are now getting involved and saying, hey, this federal lawsuit about this, we want in too, because this impacts our economies if you shut down Line 5 up there, this federal pipeline.
Yeah, exactly. And when you look at other environmental issues, you always hear about, oh, there's a consensus opinion. So let's look at the consensus opinion that exists in this issue. The list of names that's piling up that are saying, don't do this, this is a bad idea, is getting huge. We have Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, the Ohio's attorney general, the Canadian prime minister, the Canadian consular general in Detroit, the Canadian ambassador to the U.S., members of the Canadian parliament, and there's the building trades unions on both sides of the borders. There's chambers of commerce in Michigan, Ohio, and Ontario, even Democratic representatives in the state house in Michigan, like Brian Elder when he was still representing Bay City, Sarah Camdenzie from Marquette. All of these people and many more have said, don't do this. We need this pipeline. It's important. Don't shut it down. So it's not some, you know, extreme right wing organization that's out there saying we got to keep this. It's a broad swath of Canadian, American, union, private industry, you name it. There's just a growing list of people who are saying this is a bad idea. Don't do it.
And now Ohio and Louisiana joining that list.
Yeah, exactly. So yesterday they tried to join amici briefs to join Enbridge's arguments against the state of Michigan, saying that the number of jobs, like Ohio has said, the two refineries near Toledo supply a lot of the transportation fuels that we use when we drive. And also anybody who's flying in and out of the Detroit airport, it's jet fuels from those two refineries, which comes from Line 5. So, I mean, if you want your plane tickets to go up, then this is what's coming down the road.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thank you for coming on with us again. Always appreciate it, Jason, and great, great stuff. Keep up the good work at Mackinac. I look forward to chatting with you and following all that you do down the road, my friend. Thank you again.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
All right. You guys have been great. Always willing to join us to talk about tough issues. Jason Hayes, Director of Environmental Policy at the Mackinac Center. And you can check everything out at Mackinac.org, okay? They'll make sure that you get all the information you need from the Mackinac Center.